It's over, America.
President Trump acquitted.
I think the president was very pleased.
Remembering Kirk Douglas.
I'm Spartacus.
I'm Spartacus.
Booster seat danger.
There's no way I would want a child to be put into a scenario like that.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. We'll hear from President Trump in a few hours with his first extensive reaction to the end of his impeachment trial. CBS's Nancy Cordes says he was acquitted by the U.S. Senate on abuse of power and obstruction of Congress.
It was, in the end, a straight party line vote, with one notable exception.
The president is guilty of an appalling abuse of public trust.
Utah Republican Mitt Romney said the president did commit a high crime or misdemeanor.
There's no question in my mind that were their names not Biden, the president would never have done what he did.
He made his decision. As I said, I think it's a mistake.
Senate Republicans were forgiving. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell repeatedly refused to say, as he has for months, whether Mr. Trump did anything wrong.
As far as I'm concerned, it's in the rearview mirror. What I'm here to talk about today is the political impact. It has been a colossal political mistake.
I'm Stephen Portnoy. At a Trump campaign rally outside Harrisburg, PA, Vice President Pence hailed the end of the Senate trial.
You know, it's amazing to think about it. After months of a sham investigation, a partisan impeachment, it's over, America.
Members of the president's inner circle were seen celebrating at the Trump Hotel here in Washington last night, and Mr. Trump will give midday remarks today in the East Room to mark what he calls a victory for the country.
On the presidential campaign trail, 97% of the results are in from Monday's Iowa Democratic caucuses, and Pete Buttigieg has a slim lead over Bernie Sanders. Elizabeth Warren is third. CBS's Ed O'Keefe has more on the man in fourth place.
Former Vice President Joe Biden admitted political vulnerability after a poor showing in Iowa.
I am not going to sugarcoat it. We took a gut punch in Iowa.
Biden then focused his attention on his opponents, especially former Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
It's a risk, to be just straight up with you, for this party to nominate someone who's never held an office higher than mayor of a town of 100,000 people in Indiana.
But close behind Buttigieg is Bernie Sanders, who's polling at the top in New Hampshire.
We're going to end the divisiveness in this country. And we're going to bring people together.
The latest confirmed case of the coronavirus in the U.S. is a man in Wisconsin. 12 known cases in this country now. CBS's Ramey Innocencio says there is concern about other Americans who were in China.
At least four newly arrived American evacuees from Wuhan are now showing signs of sickness. They landed in California Wednesday and are now in isolation. Nearly 350 others are under a public health quarantine, the CDC's first in 50 years. Priscilla Dickey and her daughter are among them.
They're basically going to make sure they're keeping a really good eye on us.
In Japan, two U.S. citizens are among at least 20 diagnosed with coronavirus. About 3,700 cruise ship passengers in total are now confined to their cabins for 2 weeks as doctors test each person. Eric Pagan is worried his medication won't last.
I'll probably be good for another 2-3 days. That's about it.
In Wuhan, ground zero for the outbreak, authorities sprayed the streets with disinfectant and turned a convention center into a makeshift hospital that's now receiving patients.
Well, this morning, the marquee reads Hollywood legend for actor Kirk Douglas. The last link to film's golden age died yesterday at 103. CBS's John Blackstone says Douglas was a versatile leading man who fought Hollywood's blacklist in the 1950s and went on to become a generous philanthropist.
I'm Spartacus!
I'm Spartacus!
But there was only one Spartacus and only one Kirk Douglas. After serving in the Navy in World War II, he got his first movie role in The Strange Love of Martha Ivers.
What's mine is yours.
Kirk Douglas quickly became a star as an unscrupulous boxer in Champion, a greedy movie mogul in The Bad and the Beautiful.
All right, Harry, one day you work for me.
A gunfighter.
Anybody else want to try their luck?
A French Army colonel.
Get these men out of here!
More than 80 movies in all.
All right! Let's give it another try!
John Blackstone, CBS News, Hollywood.
There's a line of bad weather from the deep south stretching up into the northeast. Meteorologist Jeff Berardelli says there could be violent weather in some spots.
We have a tornado watch that's in effect for the panhandle of Florida, parts of Georgia. We take this through later today, and the worst of the weather approaching the coast, Charleston, Jacksonville, 25 million plus under the threat for tornadoes. Northern side of the system, the warm air punches all the way up to the Canadian border. That's where the rain is headed. On the western side, a decent amount of snow in Buffalo and Pittsburgh.
A new investigation's raising questions about some safety claims made by the maker of a popular car booster seat for kids. Here's CBS's Peter King.
A side impact crash left a child paralyzed and on a ventilator. The EvenFlow booster seat met or exceeded safety standards, but ProPublica obtained a crash test video showing a dummy being ejected from the seat. EvenFlow engineer Eric Dolly admits,
human beings just aren't built to survive that amount of movement.
Dr. Ben Hoffman is an expert on car seat safety.
And there's no way I would want a child who I know or knew or loved to be put into a scenario like that.
The girl's family is suing EvenFlow, which says the seat performed as designed. Peter King, CBS News.
China has cut tariffs on $75 billion worth of American imports, including soybeans, pork, and auto parts. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger says it's part of the phase one trade deal with the U.S. designed to scale back tensions.
The biggest beneficiary would be a Chinese consumer. And that tariff won't get passed on to the consumer. But this could also help certain United States exporters who might see more of their goods sold into the Chinese market.
Homeland Security says it's going to block New Yorkers from enrolling in its trusted traveler programs. It's because the state now prevents federal agencies from accessing motor vehicle records. That was done to protect illegal immigrants from possible deportation. Trusted Traveler allows people to move faster through customs and airport security. Gianna Bryant's California Middle School has retired her number 2 basketball jersey. It's the latest tribute to Kobe Bryant's daughter, more than a week after they both died in a helicopter crash. An Italian pro team retired the number 24 for Kobe Bryant last night. His dad played on that team. And we've heard more from the NBA legend's widow.
Vanessa Bryant took to Instagram again to show love for her late husband and daughter. My best friend, she hashtagged with a photo of Kobe and then a video of him talking about her in the past to Extra TV when answering rapid-fire questions.
His daughter's nicknames for him?
I don't have one, really. Just call me Daddy.
And his best friend?
My wife.
In subsequent posts about her daughter Gianna, God, I miss you. Mommy loves you to the moon and back. It included videos of a gymnasium memorial of the 13-year-old with her name spelled out in flowers. Matt Piper, CBS News.
And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.